from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Saw these guys in concert. 96 at the Vet. They opened for the Rolling Stones. So that was a pretty cool opening act.
Was he still big?
Yeah, he was big in 96. Yeah, he was huge in 96.
You know how incredible it is what he can do with a harmonica? Mm-hmm. Like, what he's doing, I don't know if you realize, Joe, like, each of those holes that you blow wind into in a harmonica, in order for him to make those sounds that he's making, he's like covering little portions of the holes with parts of his tongue. He's covering little parts of the holes with his fingers. There's so much more that goes into what he's doing.
I did not know that.
Than what you realize.
Yeah.
That is like virtuosity on a harmonica. Like, don't remember when we heard Blues Traveler mm-hmm. for the first time? It was like, was that a harmonica?
It was a different sound.
I've never heard it sound that way.
Yeah.
He was so fast. It was so fluid. It was just so different than everything else.
That was great. There's no doubt. No doubt.
Super cool.
All right. So let's get here today to what I believe is the most interesting cut or not cut situation with the Eagles, because most of this is really basic. I mean, it's not hard to figure out who's going to make it and not make it for about 50 of the 53 players. The one that I think is most fascinating is James Bradberry. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's rewind to the playoff game. When I was watching that game, Eagles and Tampa last year, I thought, and will stand by thinking, that it was the worst played game by any Eagles player I ever saw in a playoff game. Of all the players that have struggled for the Eagles in a playoff game, I don't ever remember one struggling more. And I thought that night, there is no way on, what do they call it? God's green earth. There's no way Bradberry's back. But they stood by him, maybe tried to trade him, maybe didn't, but he never was gone. He passed all the checkpoints. You know, he got through free agency, wasn't cut. He got through the draft, wasn't traded. He got past June 1st, wasn't a post-June 1st cut designation. He got to training camp. He got to a game.
But hold on, there's so much more than this, because while he's practicing with the team, if you'll recall, they're moving him around.
It changed his position.
They've taken him now, and this is at the beginning of this offseason. They are playing him in the slot. They are moving him inside, moving him outside. Now they're trying him at safety. Yeah. Like, this is all new
stuff. And I
got
to credit you, John. You said right from the outset, I mean, I'm talking mid-January, you're like, because you know how hard I was coming down on him and everyone was coming down on him. And you said, hold on a second here. As Lee Corso would say, not so fast, my friend. There is a chance they could keep him by moving him to safety. And damn if they didn't do that. So
they are,
you know,
going to keep him because he is a smart player. He can provide value as a player in that way. He can almost be an instructor for the young guys.
Look, I tend to think they'll keep him also because they've gotten to this point. I am struck by, I have in front of me, the final predictions for Elliot Sherparks and Jeff McLean, and they agree on 51 of the 53 players that will be kept. There's only a couple players in there. There's two that McLean has keeping and two Elliot has keeping that are different. Bradberry's one of them. Elliot says the Eagles keep Bradberry in his prediction. McLean says otherwise. So look, well, I don't know. We'll say we're going to know by 4 o'clock today. Chances are we'll know even a little bit before that. I'm sure information will kind of trickle out. 215-592-9494. If he makes the team, it's an incredible resurrection because I certainly didn't see it coming.
He's going to
make the team. I'll say this. there's making the team, and then there's really contributing. You know, I hope they don't keep him for the wrong reasons, i.e., it's just a cap stash. You know, I mean, it might be. I mean, can he play? I don't know. Got to see him play more at safety to know. All right, let's go to the phones. 215.
He can be a really strong. Remember, we have three safety defenses at times. We have, you know, that nickel is when you add a smaller defender, a DB, for a linebacker.
Yep.
You replace a linebacker with a DB. That could be a safety.
But you know how
that
bad he looked.
That could be a cornerback.
He looked so bad.
I understand. He is better, in my mind, at getting in there right now and playing that nickel linebacker role than the young guys, in some cases, than what I saw from our new young draftee, you know, from Iowa.
Yeah,
my gosh.
Yeah.
Cooper looked like he a fish out of water as a linebacker. He can't do that anywhere close to
But he also had just started playing. I mean, you know.
You're right.
Give it 3 weeks. It could be a totally different story.
And he was just thrust into that.
That's a tough spot.
And they said, hey, go out there and play every snap in this preseason game. So that's a tough spot to be in.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, he's got more experience than a lot of these young guys. They can throw him out there and know he's not going to make mistakes. That feels different. You've got a really talented young backfield, defensive backfield, but you don't really have those guys that you know for sure they know where they got to be. So now James Bradbury as the third safety in some defenses, or the, you know, the additional DB, the add-on, he can make a big difference in terms of getting guys in the right spots.
Well, look, does he make the team or not? If you want to weigh in, 215-592-9494. I mean, it's quite a rebound if he does. Let's go to Tom right now. Tom, good morning, buddy.
Yo, Joe, how you doing?
Yo,
man?
Tom.
Hey, John, welcome back, big man.
Thanks, Tom.
Hey, real quick on the Phillies, you were saying about the Dodgers. I think if everything works out, they should play them in the NLCS. And I've been watching Ohtani. Now, if he leads off, I think the way for the Phillies to beat them is I would pitch to him on the first at bat, then I would just walk him the rest of the time.
No. Look, he's an amazing player, Tom, but he's not Barry Bonds in his prime. He's a great player, but that's not. Listen, you got to know come that time is the guy behind him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm struggling. I mean, that was part of when Bryce was getting walked last year. Bone was struggling. So, candidly, I'd have to know more about, you know, who's grooved in and who's not. But is my mindset to just be afraid and not pitch to him? No, it's not. I mean, I got a great starting pitching staff. I got to trust my guys to be able to get some outs. That would be, as of right now, my mindset.
I see your point. Now, with the Eagles, we talk about a concern. I mean, the problem that we've had the last couple of years is they haven't wanted to run the ball, and then they hire an offensive coordinator who traditionally does not like to run the ball. See, I don't want that to be a problem in week 3 and 4, where we have to go back and rehash what we've been doing the last few seasons on offense.
You're right. It is an ongoing saga, though. It's something that I am very accustomed to as a player, as a mini offensive lineman, which is sort of what I prided myself on being most days. We wanted to run the football a lot more than every coach we played for ran the football. It's just the way it works if you're an O-lineman or a mini O-lineman. You complain that you didn't run it enough when it's all said and done.
Hey, Tom, give me a big-time answer. Fascinating relationship, generational divide.
Yeah, real quick, I just wanted to say the defense, they need to tackle and needs to be addressed.
Sure.
They need to take away and get off takeaways and get off the field on third down.
No question.
We got better tacklers this year than we've had in recent years with this crop of linebackers. I feel great about that part. And I do think it's going to be faster and just look different. We got like trained killers out there just stalking people. It's going to be fun.
All right, Tom, give me an answer. What do you got?
I'm going to say Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
I said for movie shows and books, so that wouldn't work because I specifically mentioned movie shows and books. But yes, in football terms, that would have been interesting. Let's get to, speaking of baseball terms, Rob Thompson yesterday, because you know Taiwan's going to get another start. They're flipping Taiwan and Christopher Sanchez. So Sanchez gets to pitch against the Braves, but you know Taiwan pitches tomorrow against the Astros. I think it's ridiculous. Rob Thompson, who I do think's in a tough spot, who I don't think is the individual that made the decision for Taiwan Walker to get another start. So I say that to frame. I think he's in a tough spot to publicly answer these questions. He had been asked why Taiwan gets another start. Here's what he said.
But I was encouraged by his velocity. I know he threw some pitches down the middle, but he got behind as well. So, I think he deserves, because of who he is and his experience, he deserves another shot.
Are you limited with what you can do, though, with him? I mean, other than sticking with him, if you wanted to make some kind of move, are you kind of limited, do you think?
With him personally, like, I don't know what the...
With what to do with him going forward, if you wanted to make a change then.
Well, I mean, you can always make a change, but I mean, I'm confident he's going to bounce back at this point. So maybe not everybody is, but I am.
All right,
that's
so,
who I am.
So Rob Thompson handles it that way. And he obviously says some things that when you hear it, I know it annoys people. When you see it in print, I think it particularly annoys people, because if you don't get the full context of how he's stammering to answer these questions, you might think he's saying this stuff like he's Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. He's not being that strong, in my opinion.
But it's as wishy-washy as it gets.
Yeah,
and he can't explain it because he doesn't want to do it.
He knows the whole thing's ridiculous. All right.
Yes, he's aware. But I think it comes through when he says he deserves it because of who he is. Let's translate that to... He deserves this because of what we're paying him.
Well, let's translate even further. He's getting it.
Yes.
Because of what we're paying him.
Bang.
All right, Seltzer, two options here. I'm curious which one hits you more. Are you more annoyed at Rob Thompson or feel bad for Rob Thompson?
I feel more bad for Rob Thompson. I just don't think this is his decision. Like, again, I might be wrong. It's possible he's making the calls and, I mean... It possible. It's all his. I just don't see it. I think this is coming from up down and saying, "Hey, we paid this guy a lot of money. You got to keep rolling him out there until we tell you to not roll him out there." And I think it's a really tough spot for the manager.
So let me say this: I've noticed this more and more. The older I get in sports, the more I sense this. There are people in sports, and by the way, not just in sports. You know, some CEO types and all. Sometimes the principal of a school, for instance, they get paid money. More money than the average person at that school or in that profession, whatever it might be. They get paid money sometimes to be the front man or front woman saying ridiculous stuff. I think Goodell, look, I'm not a Goodell guy, but I do think part of the reason I know a couple years ago it was $44 million. I don't know what his contract is now. Part of the reason he gets paid that money is because he takes bullets for the owners. I mean, they set stuff in motion. He goes out there and has to defend it. It sounds ridiculous. Everybody knows. Like, Jerry Jones is his boss. Robert Kraft is Goodell's boss. So, of course, when the NFL makes a decision that rubs people the wrong way and Goodell says something, of course, he seems like the boob. He seems like the idiot, but he's taking a bullet for someone else. And in that way, I sort of feel bad for him at times. I felt bad for Rob Thompson. Now, look, did he go further than I would have preferred he went? Yeah. But that's tough, man. I mean, how do you answer that question without giving Taiwan some kind of compliment? Because if you don't have some kind of compliment to justify why he's getting another start, I mean, you know,
you're throwing your boss under the bus too. Like,
well,
even,
that's true,
you know,
too.
Right? Like, the point is, if we believe that it's Dave Dombrowski or higher above saying pitch Taiwan Walker, Rob Thompson can't go out there and be like,
yeah, this is a joke.
Yeah, this guy's not very good. I know. Right. I know. But I wish I didn't have to start him. Like, you can't do that.
You can't do that. All right. We'll ask it 215-592-9494. When you hear Rob Thompson's answer, that's a good point, James. When you hear his answer, do you feel more bad for him or do you feel more annoyed with him?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.